Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's have some fun. It's football day.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. My name is Gareth Murphy and I've started this intro with an energy that I'm not going to be able to keep up for this entire podcast. I'm also joined by two men.
There they are.
Come on. Two quiet little boys.
I'm very tired.
Come on.
You're hungover, you're not tired.
I'm both. I can be both.
If you're a big boy in the night, you're a big boy in the morning. That's what my dad used to tell me. So
what?
If you're going to act all hard and go out drinking in the night, you've got to deal with it in the morning.
I'm dealing with it.
Are you?
Big boy.
Yeah.
Come on, big boy.
Hello. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm fresh as a daisy. Yeah. I fell asleep playing Switch on my bed last night like a good boy.
Ooh. We did an 80s quiz yesterday. Well, I wrote the quiz. We went down to Loading Bar and did it. Cardi, you did the quiz.
Yeah,
came good quiz. Second.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, four points behind the winners. That's pretty good.
Didn't want to make a fool of myself, and I didn't. So.
to demonstrate how drunk he'd gotten, Cardi showed me the stream, which was essentially just his face.
Yeah, they were streaming the quiz, and right at the end,
at the end, he's going insane. It's just the camera is just Cardi, got like just fucking going at it. Like
what?
There's become a weird...
That was only about like 10:30 as well. I was out till 2:00. Imagine what the state I was in.
Jesus. I want to see the stream now. How can we look? What's it on? Is it on Loading Bars?
Devolver Digital.
It's on Devolver Digital stream.
Archived on Twitch.
It's like right at the end. Like
that's there forever. You're there forever.
I'm going to have a look at that soon.
It's the way people would want it.
That should be the thumbnail for this episode.
What questions caught you out, Cardi? You guys didn't do very well at the music round.
Yeah, I'm not... Well, I got the link, got half of them. Yeah, I'm not big on that sort of 80s music.
Yeah.
There wasn't any like rock songs. That's what I
There wasn't,
on.
No. Yeah. It was all movie. It was all movies. It was all songs that had won the Oscar for Best Original Song.
Oh, that's tough.
I never knew that Under the Sea did.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
Banger.
Is Under the Sea 80s?
Yeah, 89.
What?
I know.
I thought it was like 93.
Bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, they're even good at drawing back then.
But we've been doing quizzes. Joe and I just got back from Japan.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh. So we saw two things out there. One of them was Kingdom Hearts 3. The other thing we're not allowed to talk about.
For ages,
till March 27th.
Oh. Don't ask us.
But yeah, the Japanese got us on lockdown.
they pointed a keyblade at our necks and said, this probably
cuts. It is an actual Godzilla, is it? They've not got him like underwater.
Sweet. Don't be fucking racist.
What?
Speaking of Godzilla, you got the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god, we were walking home and we passed this Godzilla shop on Godzilla Road, which sounds like I'm being racist again.
It's literally called Godzilla Road.
It's literally called Godzilla
and
Road.
And there's a big model of Godzilla that looks down at you and on the hour it roars like Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was looking at what to buy Godzilla wise, because I do like Godzilla even though I am afraid of him. And I bought, you know, those money boxes. And when you put a coin down, a cat comes out and like takes it away. Mm. I bought that, but it's Godzilla.
It's great. And so when it you plays press, different
we
noises.
Were trying to see what it would take yesterday. It failed at a tablet. It couldn't quite grip it.
Well, it's a big
not
tablet.
Not an iPad.
No, no, it's in like it. It's in one of Rory's whatever pills he's popping at lunch. I don't know.
Yeah.
On the Eckies.
Eckies. Failed at an Ecky, but it did take coins. It took an SD card. That's in there, actually.
That's actually got all the footage.
That's got
I
all
need.
The footage. Yeah. That's got all Godzilla's, the footage from Japan.
Godzilla's got all our footage.
Yeah. Oh, God. Told you, he's got us on lock.
You know when you're with someone and they buy something and then you can't buy it because they've already got it? Yeah. I was really angry when you spotted that.
You could have bought it.
I could have, but it's more a personal thing. It's not that it would annoy you. It's that I would go, I got this from someone else, not from my own experience.
That's weird when that happens. There's someone in this office, actually, who bought clothing that somebody else had.
And on purpose?
Well, they went up to them and went, hey, where'd you get that awesome, sweet item of clothing? I'm being deliberately vague.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
about. And then someone went, oh, I bought it from here. They just went out and bought it. And sometimes, it was in the old office, sometimes they'd be walking around, they'd both be wearing it. It was fucking weird.
That's not good.
Like, really weird. But I also had it as well. An ex of mine bought me a t-shirt, and I wore it into work one day, and it was, it's not good. It's in the Slayer font, and it says King Slayer, like a Game of Thrones t-shirt. Ooh. And I was like, it's fine. But it feels really soft. So now and again, I wear it. But at my old job, I wore it in, and this guy came up to me and just went, I've got a t-shirt. I was like, sweet. And he's like, I always wear that t-shirt. I can't believe you bought that. I was like, oh, it was a present. Also, I've never seen you wear this t-shirt. He's like, I wear it all the time. Like, ask him.
Ask them.
And I was like, okay. He was like, oh, now I won't be able to wear it because what if we wear it at the same time? I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it is good. If you, I put a video up, but it's gone now, so. That's Instagram stories.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I haven't just deleted it.
I thought you were talking about the guy's Kingslayer shirt.
Oh,
you segued so rapidly.
Yeah, the Godzilla thing. Yeah, Godzilla. We went to Disneyland, went to Tokyo Disney Sea, which I'll put it out there is one of the most magical places on Earth. Oh, it's lovely.
It's good. It's not great when literally all the good rides have 100 to 150 minutes wait.
See, I didn't mind because I'd been there before, so I'd done all the rides.
Yeah.
So
big selfish bastard.
Yeah.
Was it like a Japanese like school holiday or anything? Or was that just every day?
It was just a Saturday.
Oh, it was just Saturday. And we didn't have a fast pass or anything like that, so it was just normal. Mm. But when I went before, it was probably like one of the saddest days of my life.
Oh. I think you've talked about it on here before, haven't you?
Have I, yeah.
I would say it again because it is funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, do tell me. I want to know about your sadness.
I was going on holiday to Japan with a girlfriend, and then we broke up about 6 weeks before we went to Japan.
Because of the whole Kingslayer incident.
Yeah. You made me look like a fool. So we broke up. But I'd sorted out a load of cool stuff for us to do in Japan while we were there. One of them included going to Tokyo Disney Sea together, which is actually a place. If you speak to like Japanese people and people who are really into Disney, it is actually a couple's place. So, like, you'll see a lot of people
hook
going on
spot.
Dates and stuff. Yeah, because you can drink there as well. And so it's like a dating thing. And I cancelled a lot of the stuff, like going to like different spas and stuff together. But I didn't cancel Tokyo Disney Sea. I thought I'd just go by myself. And I turned up. And within, I would say, about 15 seconds, I realised it was a bad idea.
Do they have like this? You know, in some theme parks, they have like the singles queue where you
need
to go by yourself.
A lot.
Well, that means you're getting on a lot quicker, though.
Yeah, it was. I was listening to the podcast and going down the single rider queue.
That's good. See, that sounds like I'd do that as a day out.
Yeah, because to be fair, if you're with people, obviously when you're queuing, you're just like chatting, and it is fun. But if you're by yourself, you just listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
But just listen to other people chatting. There's so much easier, isn't it?
It's a lot of photos of me, like, in the second row of a ride, but the front row would be, like, a child and a father, and the back row would be a mother and me. but, yeah, we went to Tokyo Disney Sea. If you're ever in Japan, go there. I haven't actually been to Disneyland in Japan. I've only ever been to Disney Sea.
But apparently that's just a worse version of normal Disneyland.
Right, okay.
And then Tokyo Disney sees its own thing.
Mm. So they all like water rides it?
No, this is the thing. It's basically just, it's based, all based around one massive lagoon.
Oh,
So a lot of like, you go, there's a couple of boat things, but the parades, a lot of them happen on water. So when I went there, the theme was villains.
That's good.
And they had a big villain parade on the water. So it was just like all the villains from every Disney film coming out and then all the heroes trying to like attack them. But the villains win. It's amazing.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's great.
Really good.
That's perverse.
It was Pixar when we were there.
That'd be amazing.
We didn't get to see it.
Zurg.
Saw a bit of it.
I saw, when you guys went, I saw like the parade bit. Mm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
so when they had the villains, so the villain in Toy Story 2 is Al. Did they just have a big Al toy barn?
No, it wasn't Pixar stuff. It was all just Disney movies. Like,
oh, okay.
Straight up. No animation. No CGI animation.
Yeah. We'll say their version of It's a Small World is way better.
Oh, it's so good.
It's called The Adventures of Sinbad.
Yeah.
And just scenes from Sinbad's adventures.
Yeah.
But everyone's singing this wicked song in Japanese.
Yeah.
And like, there's monkeys and a big bird. And, oh, mate, it's real good. One room with the monkeys smells like bananas.
Oh.
I turned around and I was like, am I just being mental?
Having a stroke.
Oh, does it smell like bananas? They're like, no, everyone can smell bananas. Oh, thank God.
Ooh, that does sound good. I like the smell of bananas, don't like the taste. So that would suit me perfectly.
I'd stay in there all day.
That's the ride for you.
Yep.
What ride are you going on with?
It's just shoving bananas down your gob. Big banana-y flume.
But yeah, if you're ever in Tokyo, go to Tokyo Disney Sea, one of the magicalest places
on Earth. I want to go down Godzilla Lane or whatever it was.
Godzilla Road.
Godzilla Road.
It's
don't
wicked,
be racist,
that.
Please. But we also saw... You sort of went to the Kingdom Hearts D23 panel.
It was baffling because it was not translated. So it was an hour of me sitting looking at screens and Nomura-san and going, I wonder if he's saying anything newsworthy. And then at the end they brought on Mickey Mouse, who had a keyblade, and he just ran around the auditorium. It was mental.
That sounds brilliant.
It was really weird.
I mean, it's a mad enough game when it's in English.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they announced Monsters, Inc. World, which is actually very cool.
Wait.
Like, obviously everyone went in hoping that they were going to say Star Wars is in Kingdom Hearts now.
I'll take Monsters,
but Inc. Monsters, Inc. looks great. And I don't know whether this is a thing in Kingdom Hearts, when they go into different areas, Disney areas. Mm. Do they always transform?
They didn't used to, no.
Yeah. So in this one, in Toy Story World, they're toys, and in Monsters, Inc. world, they're monsters, which is wicked.
It makes
it's
a lot
really
more
cool.
sense, yeah.
And Donald Duck is like a weird Mike Wazowski Donald Duck. It's so fucked up. It's really good.
I wonder, do we know if in the English version they've got the actual voice actors?
Surely not.
No.
They've never done that. They've never had that for anyone other than the main characters before, have they?
It'll be Colin Hanks. It's not Colin Hanks. I think his name is like Jeff Hanks or something like that. Tom Hanks' brother.
Yeah, his brother.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Colin Hanks is his son, isn't it?
His son, yeah.
I love that. That guy's career is wicked.
Yeah.
He just sounds a bit like Tom Hanks.
He does every single voice bit. Fair play.
Yeah, he's the Woody you grew up with rather than the one in the film.
Yeah.
It's nice, that. I was going to say something. Did Chicken Little have the correct voice in the, games?
I've not seen the film, so I don't know what the correct voice is.
I reckon he's low grade enough.
Zach Braff.
Is he Zach Braff?
Exactly.
Oh, he's not great enough.
He wasn't going to be in Kingdom Hearts, was he?
Why? He hasn't got much going on.
He's a bit of a nerd as well, actually, maybe.
I've actually been thinking about rewatching Scrubs from the beginning.
That's a good show.
You can say rewatching Chicken Little.
I've been considering rewatching Chicken Little. Do I have 90 minutes to spare? I've thought about watching Chicken Little more than I've spent watching Chicken Little.
I'll play Chicken Little.
I watched
that petition. I want to play Chicken Little in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Go on then. What's
Seven Signatures?
What's that James Gunn film where all the people in the office kill each other? The Belko experiment.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that recently. Don't watch it. It's really unpleasant.
Not a nice film.
No, but it reminded me that I like John C. McGinley because I hated him so much in this film. And I was like, you deserve better, John C. McGinley.
Yeah, what's he doing? There's always like actors like that I just wonder, like, what have they made? Where's their money coming from?
Yeah, they have one thing where they're really good and really famous.
Yeah.
And then they can't do anything else. Like, it's really strange.
Yeah. Mm. I'm like watching Gossip Girl at the moment and... Like Blake Lively, it's obviously Blake Lively. Most other people in that show have not gone on to do anything.
I tell you who has. Andrew Goldfarb of IGN.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Goldfarb is in every single episode from series 2 onwards, isn't he?
I think season 2 and 3 is an episode.
He was a contracted background performer. So he's... Oh, no. So, yeah, no, it's the whole high school...
He's stalking these main cast members, basically.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, he showed... He has got every single picture of himself in the show on his phone. He was showing us.
Also, we should point out, Andrew Goldfarb's got the most organized phone I've ever seen.
It's insane.
Fucking insane. All his photos are sorted into year, sorted into albums. So he was just like...
I like this. I love organisation.
It was this mad thing where he was like... Because I looked at him, I was talking about Gossip Girl, he was like, oh, I've got to show you these photos. And he started scrolling through. I was like, you're not going to find those. That was years ago. Don't worry about it, man.
Seconds.
He's like, I'm already here. These are 50 photos.
I appreciate that greatly.
It's amazing.
I wish I had the patience to do that.
I have to delete my photos every day because my phone's too full.
You call it patience, but you do it once and it saves so much time. Yeah. Every time you have to look at them. You know, and that's why that's how my list started. People asked me, well, what are your favourite films? I just wrote them down.
That
one day.
Many people were asking what your favourite films were.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Check the analytics on how many people clicked on IMDb. I'd like to know.
No, I haven't.
What's the link? What's the URL?
My link tweet. Just go there. That's the easiest.
What's your Twitter?
Cardi Simon.
Cardi Simon. Okay.
There we go.
I will
not
never.
Not Carly. Not
I
Carly.
Always think it's SimCard77 because you changed it.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
What a shite name.
Oh, he says, asking him to get to the SIMDB.
Come on.
SIMDB's
I just created my top 50 games list.
What have you called it?
SIGN.
Get out.
Is that break? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, it's done.
It's fucking done. Can't change yet.
We've done a little picture of in my head, it's just you naked holding your nips with a big IGN logo covering your dick.
Why would that?
The IGN logo wouldn't cover your dick because it's got a hole in the middle.
Oh.
It'll poke through like it'll be like a little on-brand merkin.
Okay.
So Japan was good, wasn't it?
Japan was good.
Fantastic.
Last story about Japan. We went to the IGN Japan offices.
Oh, it was brilliant.
To visit them. And they asked us if we would do a video feature for them that they do. It's called The Gaming God.
Yeah.
And it's basically 20 questions, but set up. They were pretty honest. We were like, we've basically ripped off GameScoop's 20 questions. But it's a video. And basically what happens is there's three people who are the peasants. And there's one person who's the gaming god. He's in heaven.
And the peasants are on the ground. Gods or peasants?
We were gods.
Oh, of course.
And basically the gaming god has to come up with a game. And then the peasants have to guess what that game is.
But every episode starts with them sitting down and doing that to their microphones and doing a big clap pray.
Yeah.
And
then
at the end, they all say thank you, God. Yeah. And it fades out.
They speaking in Japanese? So they're
speaking in Japanese.
Sitting there thinking.
Yeah, we had no idea. Occasionally,
now and again, you could just hear, first person shooter.
Don't know if that's on, but why not?
Which is good.
The bit where you were going in hard on Bloodborne.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think they're going to get that really quickly because they were talking about From Software in mind. And then four questions in, I heard one of them go, From Software.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. He's gone.
What game did you go with, Joe?
Luigi's Mansion. Got to question 19.
Oh,
so close.
Good effort.
Good,
but they still killed God.
Yeah.
But the best part of that was we turned up on the day in the office and... Yeah. We were going to go and do the thing, but Daniel Robson, who's the editor-in-chief over there, said, we've got to wait a few minutes because this guy in the office, they work in a huge newspaper office.
Okay.
It looks like Spotlight.
It does. This guy, he was like, this guy's worked here since, it was a date since before I've been born. He's worked in this office.
Bloody
and he was retiring on that day, so they were all staying to watch his retirement speech. And he's a photographer. And then it quickly occurred to them that they needed thumbnail images. So that guy's last job, he had to get his camera out of storage, was to take pictures of our faces.
Oh, he came out of retirement for one more job.
Yeah. These fucking gaijin turn up and ruin his retirement.
He was really funny, though.
He was
there's
lovely.
A photo on my Twitter of us and him really enjoying it. Maybe we'll make that a thumbnail for this, actually.
Ah, that's good.
But yeah, he was taking photos, and he was really old. His hands were shaking, man. Or maybe he was just nervous to take pictures of these two idiots.
Or maybe he was just drunk off his tits because it was his last day.
Yeah.
Gives a shit.
Next thing, other than Japan being awesome, is a little thing on the agenda. I've written, fuck off, Ready Player One.
Yeah!
Is anybody excited for this film?
No.
I'm not. I don't think I'm as down as you guys. I'll wait to actually see
cause
it.
Because you're young and fertile.
What? And fecund.
I don't know where this is going. I'll wait to see it. I'm not...
Engorged
I'm intrigued
by it.
What? So,
everyone sounds so bored in that trailer, man.
Yeah.
Even the main dude who's
I haven't seen the newest one, I have to say.
They're using a bit of audio, which I'm assuming is from like the big rallying cry where he's trying to get people on his side. And he's like, look, everyone comes to the Oasis for different things, all right? And I need you all to be my friend.
He's a proper Ansel Elgort.
Yeah.
Ansel Elgort, to me, is now the prime depiction of someone who I do not understand how they ever got a leading role and did not revel in that fact at all.
Yeah, he's
so
very
boring.
Bored, isn't he?
I don't know, though. Ansel Elgort, I don't think there's something about his face I like. This dude is just, I don't know, I don't see this dude at all. Have you seen, it's not good, but have you seen Hail Caesar?
No, I haven't.
Ansel Elgort is fucking brilliant.
Is he?
Yeah, he's genuinely the best thing in that.
All right.
And there's that bit in the solo trailer, which I don't know why, but it's tickled me just right, where he just goes, we're fine.
You're talking about Alden Ehrenreich. So yeah.
Who's Ansel Elgort?
This guy. Not Blade Runner, Baby Driver.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Ansel Elgort,
Ansel Elgort is not in Hail Caesar.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Alden Ehrenreich seems good.
Yeah, he's in it, yeah. Mm. Shit, I've just completely confused those two people.
Yeah, but they've both got mental names. Ansel and Alden, come on.
What else is Ansel Elgort in?
I don't know.
Just Baby
Maybe
Driver.
Nothing.
He must be in something else.
He's rubbish.
He must have a career.
Who's the guy in Ready Player One?
I don't know what
Wade.
His name is.
I know he's called Wade in the film.
Oh.
Let's call him Wade.
I think it just looks completely joyless to me.
The more I see of it, the more embarrassed I am that my interests can be boiled down to what that shows. It's just like, oh, there's a halo for a second.
Yeah.
Great. That's enough. Because there seems to be a huge part of, like, our culture.
Yeah.
They're super excited for this film.
Yeah, Pat was just saying now, he was just reading out some of the comments underneath the trailer we just posted him. Just like, finally, a video games movie that's getting it right.
It just embarrasses me.
Have either of you read the book? Because I have
no.
No, I've heard it. Well, I've seen snippets, like pages from it, and it is absurd.
Yeah.
It is disgustingly written.
But it's done really well, so people must love it.
What? It is.
Or do people just like references?
It's a 50 Shades.
Okay.
It's that thing where it's like it taps so specifically into a niche of very boring people that it does really well.
It's 50 Shades for people who collect Funko Pops.
Exactly. 50 Shades of Funko Pops. Or Funko Pops of Grey. I'm not sure which is better.
We'll get back to you. I'd like to know, though, anyone listening to this podcast who is excited for it and why you're excited for it, IGN_UK feedback at IGN.
Yeah, I promise I won't be that rude.
It's out end of March, isn't it?
Yeah. So. I just think, like, why is Steven Spielberg... that's the thing that I'm intrigued about, and I will see it because I don't...
Spielberg's done it.
Yeah, Spielberg done it. Like, I can't think that he'd be doing a mad... Why would he do it? He's picks and chooses what he does quite carefully.
Because doesn't the book basically, as far as I know, a lot of the references are his films?
Yeah, I think so,
that he would have made in
right,
the 80s.
Yeah.
So maybe he's gone, I don't want anyone else using my references, I'm going to do it.
But have we seen any of his films in the trailers? There's Zemeckis in there.
There's some 80s stuff, but it seems they're more referencing stuff now because there was Tracer from Overwatch, there was Halo.
Makes sense. It's weird as well because if you think about it, the book is going to be full of all this shite. But Overwatch came out after that book was out.
Yeah.
So they're just plowing all new shit into it as well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think, they're just...
Money in it.
Bunts.
Yes, absolute bunts. Also, when they're in the super cool special world.
Yeah.
They look like shite.
Yeah, they look like reboot characters.
They look worse than real games.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's a very good point, actually.
I don't like it.
Why don't they just get the people who did Grand Theft Auto to do that world for them? Be like, I'm just going to do this.
Anything. Anyone who actually knows what video games are. That's what worries me, is it feels like a film made by people. This is the same thing I felt on the Tomb Raider set.
Yeah.
It feels like a film being made by people who know that the video games are successful but have never actually played them.
Yeah.
Like, this feels like, can we put the Iron Giant in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
He's getting a lot of fucking screen time. Yeah. Big
innie. More than he did in the actual Iron Giant film.
And surely it's more special to have a film in which a reference comes up that you know, and then and it's sort of by itself. Like, if you spent a long time in a virtual world, and then the Iron Giant turned up, you'd be like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
But because he's in the middle of a battlefield surrounded by fucking... Rash
Lego.
From Battletoads, like Lego Harry Potter and fucking, I don't know, some Watsits.
Yeah.
Like,
some Watsits. A bag of...
Is it the idea that you get to choose what you look like in this world, so someone's decided, I want to be the Iron Giant, or are these... populated by these.
I think they're things. I don't know. Maybe it's like microtransactions. Yeah, because he's like driving around in the DeLorean.
Someone chosen to be the Iron Giant or chosen to be a bag of Wotsits.
Like,
what, if you could be any crisp, what would you be? Yeah,
no, I think maybe they'd all, the avatars all look like those shitty little cartoony characters we've seen, but it is populated by other shit as well.
You're really not into this, are you? I'm going to reserve my judgment until I've seen it.
It's maybe the film itself, maybe the plot and stuff is amazing. That doesn't stop me being totally embarrassed by what it's doing to things I like.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Thing is, like, so Crossing Souls has got like it's just come out this week, and that's got a load of it. It's set in the 80s, got a load of 80s references. And I was talking to Dale about this because I think it handles references and sort of the magic of the 80s quite well. Dale's like, shite. Like, not the game is shite, but it's just like, it's like the 80s threw up on it.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it handles it quite well. So I think, like,
is it more or less 80s throwing up than Stranger Things?
Because Stranger Things is bad for that. Stranger Things Series 2 is.
Yeah. The thing that that's better, I think, about Crossing Souls is they don't actually use the real names of anything. So they've come up with, like, weird Monkey Island-style names for, like, you know, the thing and stuff like that. So it's quite funny. But I think, like, it's an odd thing with references, isn't it? Because for some people, it could be bang on. Someone's probably watching Ready Player One going, this is fucking brilliant, this is for me. Whereas we're watching it going, this looks disgusting.
Yeah, but it is. It's consistently hitting things I love.
Yeah.
And making me feel nothing for them. Surely that's a failure. Also, fucking stop slowing down good tracks and putting them in like as music. Like, today's the fucking... what's the Willy Wonka Factory?
Oh, yeah.
Like, stop doing sad covers of good songs.
Yeah, doing like little plinky plonk indie covers of it.
Fuck off.
I did like when they used a bit of Jump by Van Halen.
Yeah, but that was the real song.
That was the actual song, though.
If the whole film is just like great 80s bangers throughout, then
I'll just close my eyes and listen to it.
Tell you what has a fucking bangers galore in it is I, Tonya. Like, that soundtrack's fucking
seeing
brilliant.
That tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. I'm well excited. It's so good. Is it out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Everyone goes to the Itonias. Class.
Shape of Water's out as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
Ladybird's out next week.
Oh, all the...
Getting the Oscars.
All the bangers.
Oscars on Sundays. Oscars in 2 weeks. Oh, woohoo! So it's that time of year, isn't it? Oh, films. Wee, awards.
Also, Altered Carbon and Star Trek Discovery. Which one is better?
Star Trek Discovery.
I haven't seen Star Trek Discovery. Ah. I've watched the first half of Altered Carbon. It's okay.
It's not for me.
This is it. I've just finished Star Trek Discovery and I stopped that and like I finished that and went on to Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
And the difference in those two things is so apparent. Like I loved Star Trek Discovery. And this is, there are caveats to this. Like, it's hammy as hell. Yeah. Like, but it knows it is a lot of the time. And
it can be because it's Star Trek. It's like,
but that's it. And it's also purposely, like, it really feels like they're purposely trying to piss off Star Trek nerds, which I really like. There's so much stuff where it gets close to, like, there's a bit where a character dies, and I swear to God, the noise he makes as he's dying is the sound of a TIE fighter. Like, it's like they're doing it on purpose.
Is he trying to cling on to life?
Very good.
Shut up, Abel.
Okay.
But it's got this, like, it's got one arc, which Star Trek very rarely has.
Yeah.
And it does all this stuff that should piss you off.
Yeah.
But it's just such a good group of actors doing fun stuff, having crazy adventures with twists happening every two episodes.
That's not like, Altered Carbon, is it? You've not got one good actor.
You go into Altered Carbon, firstly, everyone's shite except the weird AI hotelier.
Oh, Poe.
Because
I don't know who the actor is.
He's purposely playing it stupidly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, just be in Star Trek Discovery. That'd be really nice. I'd like you in that as like a holodeck guy.
Joel Kinnaman shouldn't be an actor, should he?
He shouldn't be in stuff.
Joel Kinnaman, there's a really weird thing about Altered Carbon. In the first episode, it's revealed he's a special terrorist man who's died.
Okay.
And he's been in prison forever.
Yeah.
And then, like, is there reasoning for them putting him, a man with, like, extremely dangerous past, like the most powerful body known to man.
There is reasons, yeah.
Okay, right, that's fine. Because I was just watching it going,
don't put him in it.
What are you doing? Put him in it like a this kid.
The plot is interesting. I think the world and how they've set it up is quite interesting. But I do think the dialogue and the acting is so bad.
That's what poorly executed.
That's what I've heard. I was talking to Timur at GameSpot when we were in Japan, and he was saying the world that they've created for Alter Carbon is brilliant. Everything else is shot.
Isn't it the most, like, I think it's estimated to be the most expensive episode, like the first episode is the most expensive episode of TV ever made.
Really?
Something like that. Like more than Game of Thrones.
That seems a bit
absurd. And it does look incredible. Like stuff it's doing is nuts.
It's just, yes.
But it's just, I'm not grabbed at all. I was really excited for
There are some plot points halfway through, like I said. There are a couple of like interesting things happening where things are actually, the plot is developing. It's not as simple as I thought it first was.
Yeah.
And that it does for, I know, you know, because it's all about, if basically the plot is, in basic terms, if you die, you can be re-sleeved into another body.
Re-sleeved.
So you never,
I hate that term.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it? So, and it actually, yeah, so his body means more than you, than just he's a big lad.
Right. Yeah, because it does seem mad. Like, he spends a lot of time setting up what a mean bastard he was, and then you see a shot of Joel Kinnaman nude, and he looks like a fucking, like, mech.
That doesn't look real. That looks CGI.
Yeah.
Or his dick. You see his dick?
No. And I think you see his dick later on, though.
Do you?
Mate, James Purefoy's packing. It's nuts. There's one bit where he walks in, he's slonging around all over the place.
Which
one?
Which one is
he is
James
so bad.
Purefoy? Oh, he's got smug face.
Squinty eyes.
Kind quite of, squinty eyes.
Yeah. Is he in Broadchurch? Is that the one I'm thinking of? He's in Broadchurch and the Snowman.
Don't know. I don't think he's in the I don't know.
I think he's the dad in the Snowman.
It was mad.
I think he only did it if he said, can I get it out?
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, you can.
Yes.
So you've seen Purefoy's dick?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Episode two.
Ooh.
Straight on.
Wanders in with it.
It's all right. The other thing, the worst, the biggest insult I can say to James Purefoy is that I thought I recognised him for ages, and then I realised what I was recognising was Hugh Jackman playing Root in Prestige. You know, like the shitty double of him who's constantly smug and just like, that's James Purefoy's face. It was weird.
I watched the Prestige with one person before, and they were like, it's mad that they've managed to find someone who looks so much like Hugh Jackman. I was like, what did you just say?
Is it a Hugh Jackman fight? I thought it was another actor.
No, you
didn't. Are you kidding?
Are you 100% sure?
Yes, it's Hugh Jackman, you
Maybe
idiot.
Maybe I'm in a complete mind blank.
Not idiot, sorry. That's bad.
Maybe I'm in a complete mind blank here.
Are you kidding?
No, no.
Well, the giveaway is he looks exactly like Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman with a big nose. What are you on about?
I don't know. Holy shit, I'm so tired.
This is good.
It's like you've just discovered an extra twist.
I'm going to have to check this now.
It is, mate.
I don't not believe you, but yeah, I don't.
Whilst he checks this, there's a good, this reminds me of a good thing in Star Trek Discovery, which is that there's a character who you, how do I not spoil this? Basically, there's an actor who plays two roles.
Okay.
But it's sort of a twist that he is.
Right.
And I found out this really cool thing where the character you're not meant to know he's playing is credited under a different name, and it turns out it's that actor's dad's name, which is really nice because you'd never go searching for just a random guy in a suit.
That's really cool.
And then
cool.
You find out, you're like, oh, that's wicked.
Also, we found out the other day as well that, you know, it's that weird thing in There Will Be Blood where Paul Dano's playing both.
Yeah, fair enough, he played both.
Of course he did. It's because it's his fucking
Everyone
face,
at home
idiot. Did
I don't know why in my head I...
That's mental.
That it wasn't. I haven't seen it.
Great. I mean, it makes for good. Also, to be fair, we had a moment like this on Prepared to Try recently where I didn't know that spurs on cowboys' boots are there
for stabbing a horse.
For stabbing horses. Because you spur them on, obviously. Like,
yeah.
And there's this mad bit where we're just sitting there. I'm barely paying attention. And Rory goes, oh, yeah, I was really sad when I found out that what the spurs were for digging into horses. And I'm just sitting there going, they're for what?
I thought they were for jingling.
I thought they were for jingling. I thought they were just nice little thing you put on your boots. I didn't know they stabbed horses. Wow, fucked up.
Just gives them a little kick.
But yeah, no, there's that weird thing as well where Paul Dano plays both brothers. And there's that really strange thing in the film where it's like kind of strange ambiguity about it. It's like, is it him? Is it both times? But then later on you find out there is actually another brother.
If you're sharing... Daniel Plainview's view.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
It feels like when you meet a twin, you should always see the other twin on screen, like Chekhov's gun, and you never do.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying because you're just sitting there like, there should be a bit where there's two Paul Danos. This is ridiculous.
But basically the reason for that is he wasn't meant to play... what's his brother's name? Paul and...
What?
What was it?
Eli.
Eli, yeah. He wasn't meant to play Eli. Somebody else was playing Eli for like 3 weeks. They had to go back and reshoot it, yeah.
And there's that really sad quote from the guy who was going to play Eli and who went like, I wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it's basically like everybody else was up in their game around Paul Thomas Anderson and Daniel Day-Lewis, and he was like, just didn't happen for me. So he stepped in like 3 weeks before, I think, and then, or I think 3 days before, something mad like that, and then he was playing Eli then.
So. Unbelievable.
You'd lose so much for it to be a different guy as well.
So strange. Mm. But yeah, there we are. I can't believe you didn't know Hugh Jackman.
I think we're just having a mad moment.
Are you all right?
Not all right. No, I'm feeling
ill. I tell you what's going to make you better. A little bit of Keyword Countdown.
Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown.
So if you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films via a bunch of crazy keywords. What I've done, or what Craig Keith has done. Well done, Craigie boy.
Craig Keith.
Craig Keith, yeah.
He's got a double first name.
Is taken 5 films, 10 keywords apiece. You guys have to guess what those films are and what the link is between all of them. It's very funny, though.
My brain's not working today.
Well, you're going to lose that, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's doing that on purpose. So
thank you very much, Craig. He's unorthodox way of presenting them to me in a spreadsheet rather than a document, but I'm going to go with it.
You let him off.
It works. He's even given me a little column I can write things in. It's called Gav's Column.
Does he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fair play. That's all right then.
But seriously, put in a fucking document. Not
Jesus.
Here we go. Film number one. Lawyer.
Devil's Advocate.
Primal Fear.
Ooh, what film?
12 Angry Men.
Scene after end credits.
No.
Iron Man
Daredevil?
2, Iron Man 3.
It's not a superhero film.
Okay.
Road
Ferris
Trip.
Bueller's Day Off.
Road Trip.
Damn it. Fear and Loathing?
Fire.
Da-da-da.
Road Trip. Rat Race.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Protest.
Milk.
Oh, God, what a film.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen it for ages. Fancy it again. Mm. Sperm. Mm.
Something about Mary? Sperm.
Character name in title.
Ooh, Nanny McPhee.
Nanny McPhee.
That's definitely the first time Nanny McPhee's ever been.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Reference to Justin Bieber.
Zoolander 2? He's at the start of that.
Bieber.
Stuffed bear toy on fire.
What the fuck is this?
Final clue. Image. Talking teddy bear.
Oh, Ted. Oh.
2.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's 1 point to Carly. Initially, Craig Keith had put talking teddy bear as the second to last clue, but I changed them around because
what was going to be the last one?
Stuffed bear toy on fire.
Yeah. I've never seen Ted 2. I saw Ted 1. Same joke for an hour and a half, isn't it?
It's not good. I had to watch it and I did the junket for it. It's not a good film. But there is there's one bit in it which is really good. And he's friends with a gay couple.
Mm.
I think they live next door. They work with him or something like that. And they're played by Michael Dorn, who played Worf in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And who's the guy who did Joe's voice in Family Guy? He also played the
Warburton. Yes. Greg Warburton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, those two are in it, and they go to a Comic Con, but they go dressed up as the Tick and Worf.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
A nod.
Flash
Gordon's in it, isn't it? I'm not getting
mad. Flash Gordon's in it as well. Yeah.
I think it's high time people realise that Seth MacFarlane's shite and stop using him. Have you seen, in Logan Lucky, he is an abomination.
Who's he in Logan
Lucky? He's the British like racing energy drink man. He's so shit.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Film
number punchable face.
Anyway. Film number two. It's big and wide, like a target.
New York City.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Taxi Warrior.
Driver.
Warrior. Highlander?
I'm Legend.
Martial arts master.
The Golden Child. We've had that before.
Yeah. We get a lot of shouts to the Golden Child. Brilliant. Remake of cult film.
Remake?
It's not the Karate
Kid. I don't even know what this is. Cosmic Zoom.
Cosmic Zoom.
Is that like zooming in from space to a place?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what the film is.
It can't be
Men in Black.
Sword Duel.
Enchanted? Remake of Cold Duel.
Ninja Army.
What is this? Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
Well done, Joe.
I wouldn't say that's a remake of the film.
Is it a remake? Oh, yeah, I've not
I think
seen
it's the new one, which is a remake of...
Well, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not a remake, I don't know.
It's just a thing.
Half Pipe, based on comic book, Turtle.
Happy with that.
4 points to Joe. Here we go. Film number three. Reluctant Hero.
Who's the most reluctant hero?
Child Soldier.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Empire of the Sun.
Sequel.
Aliens.
Oh, what is this?
Near Future.
Blade Runner 2049.
Child Killing an Adult.
Oh, The Girl with All the Gifts. That was a film, wasn't it?
I like that film.
Oh, Logan?
Yes.
Of course. Well done, mate.
Well done, Cardi.
That's very good. Still haven't seen it.
Haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, it's good, man.
Six points to Cardi.
Got around seeing Ragnarok at the weekend.
Do you like it?
Enjoyed it, yeah.
Well done.
Very much.
Hitting the Crotch, Flashing Breasts, Neo-Western, Dark Future, X-Men.
Who flashes breasts in that?
Don't know.
I don't remember that.
Jackman?
He does flash his breasts
quite a lot.
Did
you know he played two roles in The Prestige? Learned that today.
You know young Wolverine is him as well in Logan. Just prepare you for that when you go in. There's a scene where it shows like a young Wolverine.
He plays Logan and Wolverine.
That's he does.
There we go. Film number four. Pirate.
Pirates and Scientists, that one.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Man's Chest.
Iceberg.
Titanic.
Iceberg.
Master and Commander.
Swashbuckler.
Sinbad.
What's the one with
Beowulf?
Clark Gable.
Giant Wave.
Perfect Storm.
Yeah, you're absolutely smashing these out. I don't like sailing films.
It's not a sailing film.
What? Fucking oh, Princess Bride.
Teabagging.
What?
Teabagging?
Beaver.
Is it The Beaver with Mel Gibson?
Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Justice League? No one teabags in Justice League.
Atlantis.
Sloth.
Ice Age.
Yes.
Oh, faff. Teabagging?
I've only ever seen Ice Age 3.
I remember quite...
I've not seen one or two.
I remember quite liking Ice Age 1.
Oh, it's actually not... It's. I'm giving it to you anyway because it's on the next page, but it's actually Ice Age Continental Drift. But no one's getting that.
I'm not going to quibble with that one.
Other clues. Mammoth and ice.
You're actually smashing me here, Cardi.
Ice Age Continental Drift. What's the scores? What's the scores? We've Cardi on 10 points.
Ooh.
Joe is on 4 points.
Ooh. Is there one or two left?
One left and the link. Human in Outer Space.
Alien.
Gravity.
Solaris.
Post-thermonuclear war.
Cloverfield Paradox.
Gravity.
Has anyone seen that?
It, mate.
Cloverfield Paradox.
No.
Can't be asked.
Whiskey.
The Martian? No, that's not.
Post-thermonuclear war. In space.
2001? Space Odyssey.
Genetic Mutation.
Prometheus?
Is it a Star Trek film? Star Trek, First Contact, Star
Trek.
Yes!
You got 6 points with that.
Because I just remembered that Star Trek is thermonuclear war. There's a really sad story.
It's all tied up.
It's not for the link. Did I say cube?
What?
No, I didn't. So Joe's got 7 points. So he's
currently winning. What? This is good.
But you gave him an easy one. Oh, it's all kicking off now.
Mate, you got Ice Age Continental Drift.
Yeah. Genetic Mutation,
I need the link to tie it up.
Sequel to cult favourite, Paradox, Assimilation, Borg, Warp Speed. It'd be really funny if we go down to that last one.
I still wouldn't have got it.
So Joe's on 11 points.
Oh, mate, what
are the films again?
Ted 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Logan, Ice Age Continental Drift.
What?
Star Trek First Contact.
Are they all the fourth film in a series?
Ted 2.
I feel chastened.
Do they?
Fuck it up.
Done him. God, what's the link between those?
It's
they all.
There's two films that is that make it obvious.
What two are they?
And then the other ones. The other ones. He's is probably.
They all have speaking animals in.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I can see a talking animal being in Logan.
Well, he's a Wolverine.
He's not a Wolverine.
He's a Wolverine.
Ted 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Logan, Ice Age Continental Drift, Star Trek First Contact.
They're all shite.
Logan's good.
That's right, yeah.
Also, I've not seen Ice Age Continental Drift, but Ice Age is brilliant. So,
it'll have a character playing two parts.
Patrick Stewart is credited in all the films.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I thought Logan started First Contact.
Yeah,
there we go. Joe wins with 11 points, Cardi with 10.
I'll take it.
That was good, man.
That's a fun little
haven't had someone come back at the end for ages.
Fucking Spurs at Juventus, mate.
Alright, sweet, let's get some feedback and then we're on our merry way.
I'm first. This is from Mark Kingsland. Hi guys and gal.
Hello.
I saw Rory's tweet the other day about finding a sniper in Fortnite and was wondering if you're all playing that now. If so, what are your thoughts? Are you squaring up? What does that mean?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Squaring is probably to do with the building.
Probably meant to say squadding.
Squadding up. Good call. I've only started myself in the past week and I am loving it, even though I don't have any Victory Royales yet. I started playing last night.
Really? I played for the first time last week.
It looks brilliant. I've been watching it for ages. I watch like one of the only YouTubers that I watch is a guy called Vicstar, and him and his mates play it, and they're really funny, and I like it.
I enjoy it. It's fun. I like the concept. I just wish the shooting felt better to me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel down.
Is it? I thought that was a good thing about it. No,
you can't really aim very well.
I think that's kind of the point. I immediately like it more than PUBG.
Oh,
it's less stressful.
Yeah.
It's more immediate and it's just like sillier in quite a nice way. Like, I don't like the aesthetic that much. I think like the houses in particular look really shit. But there is something really fun about it. My only problem with it at the moment is as soon as you meet anyone who's actually good, all they do is wall themselves up in a little building because you can build on the fly.
Yeah.
They just make a little building and climb to the top and shoot you from the top of it. And I'm like, I can't do that.
There should be a beginner's area.
There's
a guy who I know who I've been watching who makes like kill rooms and they're but really, really fast. I was watching one the other day and I was like, surely that's been sped up. Hasn't been sped up.
It's nuts. You can just walk along creating whatever you want.
What?
But I do really like it and I totally understand why it's doing so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I've got number two.
Go on, Anne.
From Ian Tomlinson. So, hello, peeps.
Hello.
I hope you're all well and full of joy.
I am.
You don't know me very well if you think I'm full of joy.
You really like pushing this agenda that you're like a miserable person.
You do push this agenda when it's not true at all. I know you think it's cool to be like sad, but
I'm miserable.
You're not miserable.
I'm miserable.
Emo music or whatever it is you enjoy.
What is it you enjoy? I don't enjoy it. I
endure it.
Yeah, I endure it.
You're a happy, like fun guy.
When I want to be. I'm not in the mood.
Go on.
I'm a bit behind on my IGN podcast and just got to Joe's Monster Hunt. Bloody brilliant.
Oh,
thanks for the listen.
That was
my listen to it as well. Very good. Anyway, quick question. What monster from films, games, or TV would you want to be real?
Real?
None of them. I'm generally afraid of Godzilla.
Bad monster.
Like, I'm afraid of Godzilla and giant things like that, like the Cloverfield monster. Like in the trailers for the first Cloverfield, I was terrified of them. Like I just hate seeing like a weird little glimpse.
All monsters are bad though. You could get that one from Shape of Water. He's sexy.
I haven't seen it. That's the one thing that's put me off going to see that film. The fact that it just looks like every other fucking Doug Jones character ever.
Mate. Like, Doug Jones in Star Trek Discovery, you're just like, oh, there he is.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, why have they made, I don't understand in Shape of Water, why they've made him look exactly like Abe Sapien.
It's really weird.
I don't get it.
He wanted to.
He's had a load of stuff knocking about left over.
Yeah. I've got like, loads of blue latex at home. I'll bring it on him.
It also really fits him really well because we did a couple of films together with it. All right, stick it on him.
What monsters would I want to be real?
What's a nice monster? Skeksis.
What about, what's that film? Is it Little Monsters with the 80s?
Oh, I know. Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, he's lovely. Yeah. I just bought a Sully cup.
It's lovely. Yeah.
I was going to say Gizmo, and then I remembered the whole plot of Gremlins.
That's too much stress.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
I do really like, Little Monsters is a film my sister used to watch, and it's about monsters who live under your bed coming out. It's basically like Monsters, Inc., but not as good. And it's real. It's like live action.
It's real.
What about...
What's his name? Savage. Fred Savage. Fred Savage is it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Would a palico count? It's not technically a monster, is it?
It's a companion. It's a speaking cat.
Monsters and Monster Thunder.
Oh, I know, right?
They're big, aren't they? You'd get killed.
What monsters
killed.
Would you like to see? Let us know, IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. I've gone from Tom Griffin. Hi, guys. I've been listening to the podcast since your infamous show last year, E3. Why is that infamous?
It's because we're all fucking pissed.
Oh, right. And I've been hooked ever since. That's the one that got you in.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
I was recently watching
You must love every episode because it's better than that.
Yeah. I was recently watching Now You See Me 2 on Netflix, which I did not enjoy at all. This may be partly because I never saw the first one. Probably.
I haven't seen.
The first one is like the smuggest film I've ever seen. Yeah. This is loads of people being
Mark
smug.
Mark Ruffalo's in it, and that normally means it's good.
Yeah. Mm. It's terrible. Mm. Or because The Prestige has set a high bar for films involving magician. Very good film. But I realised what annoyed me most about the film is that they called it Now You See Me 2 instead of Now You Don't. In your opinion, what are the most worst annoying movie titles that you can think of? Thing is though, right, obviously that's quite clever. Mm. Obviously it doesn't make any sense because now you just is a film called Now You Don't. And if you haven't seen...
And
if you
Now
don't
You See Me 2 works as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. There's an entire
spelled it out as two, like T-O-O.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a half-hour rant from Dan Harmon on this exact subject on the internet. And he also goes into the fact that Now You See Me is a film in which every single magician has... I've not seen it, but every single magician has like their thing. So one's the card guy and one's the escape guy.
Yeah.
And then Isla Fisher is just the woman. A woman magician. That's her thing. It's really weird.
What ones are annoying? Lucky Number 11. I don't like the name, and purely I think they've called the character Sleven just so they can have that pun in the title.
It doesn't really work, does it?
I think it always annoys me that Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes are the wrong way around. Because the first one should have been Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and the second one should have been Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Someone did have an argument, I think it was Tom Butler, who used to be on this podcast, was arguing back for some other points, but I can't remember what those points were because they're not good.
Do you know an awful one? Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahul.
Well, that is bad. Yeah. That's Zack Snyder, isn't it?
Yeah, that's two names in one. Just pick one.
The upcoming sequel to Edge of Tomorrow, which was obviously retitled Live, Die, Repeat, is called Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. They've fucked that. So bad.
Why?
I don't know. But best ever movie sequel title was the sequel to Dude, Where's My Car, which is seriously Dude, Where's My Car? Which once made one of my friends laugh for quite literally 45 minutes. It's so good.
Has that got the same people in it?
No, I think it's completely... I think it's different people. Yeah, I love that film name.
That is funny. If anybody's got any... anyone's?
Yeah, I want to know what other things people can think of because we haven't had much time to think of.
Maybe some suggestions of renames.
Yeah, better names.
Funny sequel names.
IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Joe, you got one?
I've got one more. It's more a sort of public service announcement. Trent Leach, thank you very much for your entry for the It Movie Pub Quiz. It was on September the 5th last year. His team name was Trenty Wise and his team members... was Trent.
It's got a theme there. I've got a little announcement. You all thought it was going to go away. You fell for it. What? It's back.
Rover Watch is back.
I like Rover Watch.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like it? Did you have someone write in last week who fucking slating it?
I genuinely don't understand. You've said this as if there's like a theme that I should understand.
Like it. Do you not listen? What?
I didn't listen to last week's.
Oh, so you won't get it.
What happened?
Someone wrote in, not very happy with the segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, joking or?
No.
What was it? Would they just?
They don't like simulator games. They said it's.
Yeah. So we can't
don't
talk
like
about
simulator
I'm not
games.
Repeating
don't
it.
Like Simon.
We can't talk about any simulator games.
Well, I'll let you read the email.
I need to read this email. I'm not on the IGN feedback email.
I'm not
anymore.
Letting one person get to me. People have spoken.
Sounds like you have.
It's back. I'm going to
so
give you a
didn't
little
do it, you didn't do it last week because this guy wrote in.
No, I was pretending it had gone, but the joke didn't go down well.
It's not good. It's not a good joke, mate.
But I am now the 10th most successful English manager of all time.
That's good.
That's amazing. What year is it?
It's still, 2027.
Are you doing like a year or two a week at this point?
No, I've slowed down quite a lot. I haven't played it for like four days.
Oh my God.
You go through spurts with this Football Manager, though. You play it like every day for about three months.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I won't touch it for 3 months. And then I'll get that urge again.
Yeah.
It's like a disease.
Do you go back to the same save?
It depends how I'm feeling. I might set up a new challenge.
My classic Football Manager thing is I'll always do one sort of semi-long career with Spurs.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, you know what? I really want to play as Real Betis. And then I play as Real Betis and they're shite. That's it for me.
My career earnings, though, 11.75 million I've
That's
made
less
so
than
far.
I thought.
Yeah, I thought you'd make more.
I suppose Blackburn.
Though. Who's your agent, mate?
Me.
How long have you been
myself.
Working with them for like 40 years? 10 years.
10 years. That's like 1.75 million a year.
Didn't you get taken over by a billionaire?
Yeah.
He's mate, fucking Jose taking Gonzalez. The piss, mate. He's absolutely taking the
That's
piss over
still
you.
Still a lot of money.
No wonder they're keeping you around.
45 grand like, a week.
They're all laughing at you in the board.
Maybe I'll demand a new contract.
I want you to demand a new contract.
Maybe I will.
And I want you to promise you'll resign if they don't give it to you.
Set an ultimatum. It's happening.
They're all. Every time you walk out of the boardroom, they're like, I cannot believe that Joker fell for it.
And they like, haven't they named their stadium after you?
No.
What?
I haven't had the option yet.
Mate.
They did it for Dale after two seasons
at Coventry. Coventry need a new stadium.
And they called it the Dube.
Mate, they are taking the piss out of you.
But,
Don't we have a word with them?
You're a laughing stock.
You're an absolute laughing stock.
I've got. I've been looking at my relationships in the games. So there's a little tab.
I can tell you who relationship isn't good with. The fucking owner.
No, it's perfect.
It's fine. It's good.
The owner loves him.
I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the glory.
Go on.
I've got two rival managers, apparently.
Okay.
One, Zinedine Zidane.
Yes, please.
I think that's due to he was Arsenal manager for a few years, and I just wasn't very happy with that.
Good.
But I've had the last laugh. He's now unemployed.
Ah, dickhead.
He's got kids, mate. That's not funny.
Well. And the other one, Mick McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what he's got. I don't remember any conversations
Sam
with me.
The Eagle
just got
himself.
In for me.
Why is he having a go?
I don't know. I don't mind Mick McCarthy.
Who's he with right
one
now?
Of my favourite videos.
Actually, who's
video?
Zidane managing?
I don't know.
Why are you slagging him off? No one knows. He's out of a job. Sorry.
Yeah. Mick McCarthy has one of my favourite YouTube clips is him. And it just, I think it's Take My Breath Away they're playing. And he just looks at the camera and like
smiles.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
It's one of my favourites.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's like a slow zoom to him. And then he just looks at the camera and smiles.
You're going to lose. You're going to be laughing for a good hour.
Excellent.
And I've got one manager that is in the very close category, and I'm very confused as to why. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Yes!
I don't know, because he manages FC Groningen in Holland, and for some reason, I'm very close to them.
Have you played him once or something?
Maybe I was his best man at his wedding or something. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to hook me up with
one of your players smashed it off the bar once.
Yeah. Like, anyway, yeah, Jimmy Floyd's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's wicked.
He doesn't like Hasselbank.
I like Rover Watch. We need a jingle for it, though.
We do.
Can it just be that clip from Green? What's it called? Green Street?
Green Street, yeah.
Where Charlie Hunnam's walking into a pub and he just goes, "It's football time!"
It's so good. And there's another line.
I post that clip on the first day of every single football season. It's my favourite thing.
We just go, because he's trying to be all cockney. He's like, "Who's got the bees? Who's got the bees?" It's just bees and honey. Money. It's really bad.
Green Street is a very fun watch.
Yeah, like, it is. Elijah Wood.
The house that I used to live in when I first moved to London, our Facebook group for stuff was called Green Street Elite. We used to watch Green Street all the time.
Doesn't that film end with the moral lesson being Elijah Wood can beat up a guy in a bathroom? Yeah. Like, that's his that's his learning from all of it.
So he's much a prick. Better than Football Factory.
Ugh. I hate mate. Football Factory.
Terrible, absolutely. Isn't
it? Although I do like the...
The end twist is the exact same scene at the end of American History X. It's ridiculous. I'm not going to spoil the end of that.
I think
American
it's fine.
History X is a brilliant film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, because... Yeah.
There's one... The funny... There's one really good bit in Football Factory, though, where he wakes up after a night out, and then they were like, I can't believe what he did last night. And he doesn't remember what he did.
I can't believe you've done that.
Oh, I can't believe you've done that. But basically, he says that he hit the gaffer's daughter or something like that. He's like, you punched her. And then he goes around to the gaffer's house, and he's like, I'm really, really sorry. And then it's all wind up.
That's it. That whole era. Do they still make them those, like...
The Nick Love football, contingent.
Anyone
hooligan films.
It's fucking disgusting. So it's that one horrible scene where he's like, yeah, on Saturdays, I like to kick fuck out people for football. You might say that's not on, but is it any worse than what people do in business? Shut up, you fucking idiot.
Of course it is.
It's a way really of life bad. For us. Saturday, football ground, it's a church, and I like to punch God in the face.
That is you. No, that you do go to see spirits.
Yeah, but I don't punch people.
Fucking ultra.
Anymore.
Ever since the event.
They've got your name and your photo, and every time you go in, you're like, yeah, they're watching.
Have you ever watched Danny Dyer's Real Football Factory?
Yeah, it's great.
It's very good. Like, because you realise that those people exist and that they're all cunts.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There we go. That's the podcast for this week. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. If you want to just email slagging off Overwatch, that's absolutely fine.
No,
it's not fine.
Say you like it.
It's fine.
Don't you have to say anything. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Ah, what a lovely moment to end it on. We'll see you next week.
But do say thanks. We need feedback. Yeah. Thank you.
It's football day.
Have some fun. It's football day.
Nowadays, trends and news cycles change faster than we can blink. But there are some things that withstand the test of time. And if you're looking for a connection to something timeless, and maybe also a glimpse of life at a slower pace, I believe everyone can relate to the very human experiences explored in Jane Austen's novels. And that's where I come in. My name is Alison Larkin. I'm a writer, comedian, and narrator and host of The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin. I spent a lot of my childhood in the part of England where Jane Austen lived and wrote, and now that I live in the States, nothing gives me a sense of homecoming quite like narrating her books. On this show, you'll listen to award-winning narration. I'll give myself a pat on the back for that, as well as conversations with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who all share a passionate love for Jane Austen. So please join me as we embark on a wonderful journey through Jane Austen's work. Be sure to listen and subscribe to The Jane Austen Podcast with Alison Larkin, wherever you get your podcasts.